8:45 a.m., St. Owen Le Mon, an industrial estate near Paris. The 007 theme blares out again. Moore jolts awake from a nap. It's Ellis Blackham, JJK's 21-year-old logistics account manager. Hi, Raj. How's it going? Like Moore, Blackham voted leave. He expected Brexit to boost demand for logistics services. So far, he's right. JJX's warehouses are filled with stockpiled goods, from Heineken Lager to Nivea skin lotion. Still waiting for the goods to come back, Moore replies, shouldn't be too much. His drive to Paris went without a hitch. He's bringing more airplane parts on his return. Good man, Blackham says. It's still looking clear back to Calais. You shouldn't have any problems. The situation at Dover is less rosy. Keys are forming, but coming the other way should be fine. Thanks, mate. Ta-ra! Moore hangs up. Once the fresh crate appears, he gets back on the road and flicks on BBC Radio 4. The pound is falling further. Protests and counter-protests continue outside Parliament. Keys are forming at the border between Spain and the British territory of Gibraltar. 9:30 a.m. near Stratford, West Midlands, Central England. The smell of melting acrylic fills the factory floor at Goodfish Limited. Machines whir noisily, pumping hot plastic into molds to make handles for violin cases. Rake heads for golf bunkers, fog light holders for mini automobiles.